90 minutes of football. It's a funny old thing, isn't it?
Mm.
Talk us through your thoughts, really.
I don't think we really got going all game. If you think what we did in pre-season with our passing, our rotations, and I don't think we really made 10, 15 passes, although we still control the game. It was a weird game. It was 1-0 down. It's in the character. I knew we were getting beat by a side that I thought we should beat, and then we went 1-1. And a bit of brilliance from Linney, 2-1. And then, I don't know, we dressed a couple of things at half-time and didn't really take it on board. We made a couple of changes, didn't really take it on board. And we just kept going deeper and deeper and deeper. We played a really high line, you know, in pre-season. But I said to the squad, and I've just said to them, I said, listen, new group. I said, been great in pre-season. Everything's been good. You know, all of a sudden we've had a bit of a bump now. And how do you respond? How do you get round each other now between Tuesday? You know, this is part and parcel of the football. You face your setbacks. It's a brand new squad, I know that, but I don't think you can come here and get beat if you want to be where you want to be. And as I said that to lads, and they're disappointed, but I think, and then this isn't an excuse, and I'm not making it, I've got to just, you know, I'm going to point it out, we missed our big players today. Dodd, Dean, Donoghue, Almond, you know, and it showed. I think it showed.
I mean, for me, it's the first time watching the squad. I've got to say, the first 45 minutes, I thought, with the exception of maybe the opening 5 or 6 minutes, I thought, we controlled the game well.
Mm.
I was very impressed with the wing-backs that had come in,
yeah.
And I thought they did very, very well. I thought Curtis controlled the big men up top and defended well. I looked very, very comfortable going 1-0 down, you know, with a lack of concentration, really, to a degree. But we came back with character. And obviously we get that second goal, and you know we've got 70% possession, looking decent on a pitch which is very difficult to play on. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, and that's why Grantham playing a certain style of football. But second half, I mean, I was talking at half time to support centre, really enjoying it. You know, some good football. Didn't appreciate up here how windy it was out there. Actually, no, that made a bit of a difference. But second half, I mean, we turned into Grantham.
Yeah, we did.
The instruction surely couldn't have been play just like they've been playing for the last 45 minutes.
And, you know, as I said that, I can half understand the result if we encourage you to do something different. And we don't. I don't think we're brave enough from the back to split the centre-halves. Second half to get Potts on the ball. I don't remember, you know, Potts and Griffiths interchanging. I don't remember Carney and Griffiths interchanging. And then it just became a long ball. And, you know, you can see we got now Rodney in the first half by playing down the sides. He's got his goal by playing down the sides. And all of a sudden you're asking him to, which isn't his game, to play back to goal. And, you know, that's why we kind of changed it with Lou, because the lads weren't changing it, so we kind of had to change it. And, you know, disappointing, but, you know, for me, it's a defeat. It's a real big kick in the teeth, you know. You don't want to lose the first game of the season. But ultimately, it's the first game of the season. And, you know, I said to the lads, take this whichever way you want. You know, teams are going to want to play up against you. You know, when teams have got 400, 500, 600 fans or 2,500 fans at home and your pitch is great, your FC United, people are going to raise the game slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've seen what it meant to them at the end, and fair play. And we're going to have to accept that. I'm going to have to accept that, the squad are. And, you know, we'll get through it. We'll get through it and we'll overcome it and we'll learn about, you know, our expectations and the club, etc. But, you know, it's definitely not panic button time. It's just we haven't performed second half and we've got to address that. And the lads know that, you know, they're devastated in there. I've got a group that care. You know, but that's firstly, they've got a group that care, and, you know, for whatever reason today didn't work itself out. Well, that's the first time as a group since they come together that they not didn't get it their own way, but wasn't able to put their own style of play on the team. And I've said to the lads, you've just got to be brave. You've got to keep trying to work things out, and we will do. We'll get in Tuesday. We'll do the same thing. We'll get in Thursday, and we'll just keep trying to play and keep trying until we work it out. And, you know, I'm not going to think they're a good squad.
Yeah,
a very good squad with talented players, and, you know, they will come good. They will come good. A
couple of talking points in the second half. First and foremost, the penalty. From where we are, when a player's on the wrong side of a player, there's always that opportunity of catching. Was there any contact? Because it seems from a few players, they were remonstrating with the referee that there was no contact made.
No.
From your perspective?
It's hard to call. It's here. The bench didn't think it was a penalty. I thought Aaron's come across it. It's hard when you take a swing in the box and you make slight contact, you go down, don't you? But, you know, if that's a penalty, then the one at the other end, one on Linney, one on Rodney, that's a penalty. You know, they'd both be soft penalties, but they're penalties. But listen, I'm not going to lambast the ref. I think he did all right. You know, I think Lyle's did all right. And, you know, if we ever lose, I'm not going to remonstrate about the officials. But disappointed, but like I said, you know, we've got to address that. I still think he's on the wrong side, not tight enough to the centre halves. And after that, they scored, and kind of waited for the third one to go in.
Yeah, and that third one came from a big deflection, unfortunately, but the warning signs have been there. Yeah. West Carr had had two glorious chances before that and perhaps should have scored, and we were saying it was as if we were saying, come on then,
yeah,
come on then, are you going to, you know, we're just waiting for you, giving the opportunity. Yeah. But as you say, it's the first game of the season, you're going to be happy with large elements. I thought, yeah. I say, me for seeing the team for the first time,
yeah,
there were some very impressive performances. Second half, you know, you can address that with the squad, and they know exactly how to move forward now. And a big game coming up on Tuesday. I mean, Hyde have been beaten at home today as well by 3-2. Mm. Three goals to 2. So, you know, we go into that looking forward to it. And
massive back-to-back home games now, you know.
And Scarborough,
of course. And you look at it and you think, well, it's another defeat, and, you know, on the back of last season. And it is. It's a kick in the teeth for me, but not a kick in the teeth for them. And I don't want to dwell on that because they're a brand-new side and all they've done is lost one.
You know,
they had a really positive pre-season and they've lost one.
Well, last season,
and they will bounce back. Yeah, 100% they will bounce back. I've got full confidence in that squad from 1 to 21 that we will win more games than we lose this season. Yeah. We'll play good football, and they've got my belief and they've got the fans' belief. And, you know, as a group, they're hurting, but they'll learn and we'll bounce back, and they've got the full support.
Just quick word on Joyce. I mean, that was a nasty challenge. I'm not saying that. I don't know how much malice was intended in there, but injury-wise, how is he?
Yeah, he's probably going to struggle now. You know, it's come up a tree, and obviously Dodd's out now, so we're looking at the left-back option, so we may have to slightly change how we play with a right foot or a left-back. We'll have to assess it. We've got big Tom Dean back on Tuesday night, so, you know, the aerial ability of Tom will... It's definitely been missed today. It's definitely been missed, but, he'll come back into the squad and give us a bit more depth. So one goes out and one comes in.